For those of you who may have similar ambitions and aspirations as I do to become a billionaire, I offer the following guidelines on taking your company public. The information comes generously from my partner, Peter, a person who has taken almost 100 companies public. He offers 6 primary reasons to take a company public. First, if you need more money. In this case, you might have an established, profitable company and need capital to grow. You've already been to your banker and have raised some funds through private placements and your VC, but now you need really big money from an investment banker. Second, your company, an internet company, for example, is new, and you need massive amounts of money to gain market share. The market gives you the money, although your company is unprofitable today because the market is investing in your future earnings. Third, many times a company will use its own company stock to acquire other companies. It is what Rich Dad called printing your own money. In the corporate world, it is called mergers and acquisitions. Fourth, you want to sell your company without giving up control. In a private company, the owner all too often gives up control or gains a new partner who wants to tell him how to run the business when raising capital. By getting the money from the public market, the owner gains cash by selling yet maintains control of the business. Most shareholders have very little power to influence the operations of the company they are invested in. Fifth, estate reasons. Ford Motor Company went public because the family had many heirs but no liquidity. By selling a part of the company to the public, it raised the cash the family needed for the heirs. Sixth, to get rich and have cash to invest elsewhere. Building a business is much like building an apartment house and selling it. When you are building a business for sale through a public offering, however, only a part of the asset is broken off. It is broken into millions of pieces and sold to millions of people. The builder may therefore still own most of the asset, may still maintain control, and may generate a lot of cash by selling it to millions of buyers instead of just one buyer. Talk about good things coming in small packages. It is important to remember that there are restrictions that apply to the major shareholders and officers in a company issuing an IPO. While their holdings in the company may increase dramatically in value as a result of the IPO, they are severely regulated when selling any of their shares. Their stock is usually called restricted, which means they have agreed not to sell it for a predetermined amount of time. A shareholder wanting to cash out might be better served selling the company or merging into another company with free trading shares as opposed to using an IPO. How do you raise money? One of the first ways to raise money is from friends and family. These people love you and will often give you money blindly. My friend Peter does not recommend this method of raising money. Both Peter and Rich Dad have often said, "Don't give your children money. It keeps them weak and needy. Teach them how to raise money instead." Another method of raising money is to find angels. Angels are rich individuals who have a passion to help new entrepreneurs. Most major cities have angel groups that support budding new entrepreneurs financially, as well as provide advice on how to become rich young entrepreneurs. You can also seek out private investors. People who invest in private companies are called private investors. These accredited investors are hopefully more sophisticated than the average investor. They stand to gain, as well as lose, the most. Therefore, it is recommended to get both financial education and business experience before investing large sums of money into private companies. Finally, look to public investors. People who invest through publicly traded shares of public companies are called public investors. This is the mass market for securities. Because these investments are marketed to the masses, they generally come under great scrutiny from agencies such as the Securities and Exchange Commission, SEC. Securities traded here are generally less risky than investments done privately. Yet, when it comes to investing, there is always risk. This may seem to contradict what I said earlier about having more control and therefore less risk as an insider. Please remember, however, that a private investor is not always in control. The SEC requires strict compliance with reporting and disclosure requirements to reduce the risk to a public investor who is definitely not in control of the investment. So, are you the next billionaire? Only one person can answer this question: you. With the right team, the right leader, and a bold and innovative new product, anything is possible. The technology is already in place, or about to be developed soon. Right after I knew that achieving my goal of making my first $1 million was possible, I began thinking about setting the next goal. I knew I could go on to make $10 million doing things much the same way. However, $1 billion would require new skills and a whole new way of thinking. That is why I set the goal, despite continuing to come up against much personal self-doubt. Once I had the nerve to set the goal, I began to see how others had made it. If I had not set the goal, I would not have thought it a remote possibility, and I would not have come across books and articles about how so many people are achieving that goal. Once I set my sights on becoming a billionaire, I began to find reasons you can become a billionaire today more easily than ever before. Consider some of the reasons why. With just a telephone line, the Internet is making a world of customers available to most of us. And the Internet is creating more business beyond the Internet, just as Henry Ford created more business as a ripple effect of mass-producing cars. The Internet will magnify its effect. The Internet makes it possible for 6 billion of us to each become a Henry Ford or Bill Gates. In addition, in the past, the rich and the powerful controlled the media. With technological changes yet to come, the Internet is almost like each of us having the power of owning our own radio and television stations. New inventions breed more new inventions. An explosion of new technology will make other areas of our lives better. Each new technological change will allow more people to develop more new and innovative products. As more people become more prosperous, they will want to invest more and more money into new startup businesses, not only to help the new business, but also to share in the profits. Today, it is hard for most people to grasp the reality that there are literally tens of billions of dollars looking for new innovative companies to invest in every year. It does not have to be high tech to be a new product. Starbucks made a lot of people rich with just a cup of coffee, and McDonald's became the largest holder of real estate with just a hamburger and fries.